Toronto, Canada's Deputy Prime Minister says she expects Toronto's new subway cars will be built at Thunder Bay's Alstom plant. Chrystia Freeland made the proclamation on Friday, after the federal government announced $758 million in funding to help cover some of the $2.3 billion in expected costs to replace the Toronto Transit Commission's Line 2 Bloor-Danforth subway cars. A total of 55 cars will be needed, with funding also coming from the province and the City of Toronto. You have here the federal government, the provincial government, the City of Toronto and the people who run the TTC, and I think all of us are in wild emphatic agreement that we want these subway cars to be built in Thunder Bay, Freeland said, answering a media inquiring asking about the procurement process, given that the TTC has yet to put anything out to tender. Canadians, Ontarians, have a fabulous manufacturing sector. We know how to build things in our country and in this great province. It absolutely makes sense for the people of Canada to build great subway cars for the City of Toronto. Greg Percy, the interim CEO for the TTC, confirmed the procurement has not yet been released, but they are ready to press send, adding it will be a competitive process and no company has a preconceived advantage. There will be a notice going out on Monday, and by all means we'd be more than pleased to have Alstom as a serious competitor on the fleet, but it will be open more broadly as well. The current cars will turn 30 in 2026. The new cars aren't expected to be available until 2030. It's great news, said Justin Roberts, the president of Unifor Local 1075, representing workers at the Thunder Bay Alstom plant, moments after learning the news. That's great news. It's great to hear that we have the support of the federal government. It's great news the bidding process for the subway cars will begin, Roberts said. I'm excited because it sounds like we're the favorite of the federal government. Now we just have to hope we are giving a competitive bid that makes financial sense as well. The contract, if secured, is key to maintaining Alstom's continued presence in Thunder Bay. Roberts said the company is currently ramping up one contract and ramping down another. Mayor Ken Boshoff said the news was music to his ears. Alstom remains one of the largest private sector employers in Thunder Bay, a cornerstone to the city's economic fortunes. It should be a no-brainer, the mayor added. We have the most experienced workers, the most efficient line, so I think that would certainly augur well going into whatever has to be done next. I have every confidence that this can be won. We have to succeed. There's just no other options here, Boshoff said.